This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything as we launch here in hour number three of the program. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls and start with Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Figure this one out, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, do some work for somebody, and then on payday they say, of course, we don't keep money here on the premises. What we do, we keep our money down at the bank. So let's give you this check here, and what you do is you bring it down to the bank and present it with your identification, and they'll give you the money, because that's what they're in the business of doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you lug this thing down to the bank, and you present your identification, and they charge you $6 to give you your own money, okay?
Yeah.
That's what Bank of America is starting next week, or this Saturday, I believe. The effect of this Saturday, if you don't have an account at them, then even you bring in a check drawn on good funds at their bank, they're going to charge you money to cash that check there.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those, since you're not really a bank customer, if you they won't charge you any money if you have an account with the bank. It's if you don't have one. But
yeah.
And so
they
since you're not really...
They might not give you your money back if you put money in the bank. And what we need to do here is suggest that what they're really trying to do is keep people from cashing these checks because they don't have enough money to cover all these checks. And if everybody, if they kept paying everybody,
wait, that doesn't
time,
make sense. I mean, if you've got a check that you're cashing, they'll just take the $6 out of the money they're giving you.
But they don't have enough money to cash everybody's checks, and because the bank is insolvent, that's what we need to start the rumor that the Bank of America is insolvent, and that's why they're doing this. They want you to deposit the check so that they can cover it a few days later with money that gets deposited by new people.
But that's not true.
The bank is really insolvent.
It's just not true, Tom.
So what? But this is how we can fight back against Bank of America ripping off the people who can afford it the least, people who can't afford to keep money in that account and get ripped off with monthly service charges for not having enough money in their account all the time. And that sort of thing, if you do...
I don't know about that. I mean, there are a lot of accounts where you don't have to pay a monthly service charge. Maybe Bank of America is not that way. From what I understand, they're a big behemoth of a bank and not very friendly as far as customer service is concerned. So you might be right about them. I personally don't use them, and I've never really heard anything particularly good about them. So thank you, Tom.
Nobody really has anything good to say about a big bank.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I don't know. There's a bank up here in the Northeast, and actually in Canada, called TD. TD Bank North, I've always had a good experience with them.
Well,
they're pretty
just
big.
Because the customer service I've had at Bank of America hasn't been bad.
Oh, that's good.
It's just that, you know, they're banks are implicit in this.
All right, let's, you know, speaking of...
I think
of,
the best thing you can do is have a credit union account.
Speaking of up north, Mark, you've got a story about Toronto that someone has proposed a total gun ban, and I guess it's, what, somebody that is worth talking about? What is this?
It's not just someone. It's a, you know, it's a...
Politician?
From now, to Toronto.com, 10 reasons that we need a gun ban. The cover story, it's a special report banning handguns in Canada by Enzo Di Matteo.
Oh, wow, the whole country of Canada, not just Toronto, then.
Bang, bang, two shootings in the span of 8 hours on Tuesday. Don't tell us there isn't a crisis in our city. Handguns are blasting a hole in our national fabric, snuffing out young lives and costing billions in health care every year.
Wow.
And it's not just a gang thing. Mayor David Miller has been taking aim at the feds and pushing in a national handgun ban. So far, more than 65,000 Canadians have signed his online petition, Toronto.ca.
Da-da-da, disempower us!
Yet in this election, the NDP is the only federal party talking about an outright ban. The issue is simple. Either we're a country that values human life or we're not. Time we just joined...
Apparently that is the issue.
Yeah, that's
because if you value human life and the ability to protect human life, you'd probably want to have guns around.
Yeah. Time we joined the mayor in telling our polls, the politicians, get the pieces off the streets.
The guns.
The pieces.
Yeah.
Well, he's hip.
Yeah.
He's hip like that.
Right.
Enzo is. Yeah.
Ten reasons.
Number one, there's way too much cold, hard steel floating around. We think the U.S.
And, of course, signing a gun ban is going to just take it all right. It's just going to poof, go away.
He makes the best point right here that it can't be done. We think of the U.S. as gun-obsessed, but more adults per capita are packing in Canada, one in every four compared to one in six than
wow,
in the United
fantastic.
States. I don't know packing what that means. I mean, that probably means has a gun at their house or something.
Could be.
But I've heard one in three in the United States, so...
He means packing. Maybe he means carrying them around.
Maybe it's one gun for every three in the United States. I don't know. More than 632,559 guns are registered in Canada, but more.
Before you go on, didn't Michael Moore do a movie called Bowling for Columbine where he looked at the statistics? I haven't seen the movie. I've only seen excerpts from it. But he looked at the gun crime statistics between Canada and the United States. And you'd expect Michael Moore to just, you know, blast all guns, right? But he was actually being somewhat fair in that he pointed out that, well, Canada has pretty liberal laws on guns. I mean, you can have guns in Canada.
Not much anymore.
Maybe it's the way it used to be when that movie came out, okay. but it was my understanding that Canada was pretty good on gun ownership. And he said, well, Canada's got all these gun freedoms, as the United States does. Why is it the United States has so much more gun crime? Was essentially some of the questions he was asking in that movie. So, I mean, if it's true that one in four Canadians are carrying heat, then sounds to me like it's a pretty safe place. Because that's what the statistics show. When you've got freedom to carry firearms, then, like we do here in New Hampshire, mostly, there's, I guess, a concealed carry permit, but you can carry openly in New Hampshire. Well, you can't, Mark, because you're a felon. But most people can carry openly in New Hampshire. Vermont is totally open. There's you can conceal in Vermont. You don't have to beg anybody's permission there. Alaska, also very similar. These are all places where per capita gun crime is next to nothing. I mean, it barely even exists. So just because there's an occasional shooting doesn't mean that guns are the problem. But I'm sure they've got more points.
Yeah, well, number two, gun dealers and the feds can't keep track of what's out there. One-third of the guns used in crimes in Toronto actually come from so-called legal sources, i.e. from break-ins at gun stores. It's a so-called legal source, break-ins at gun stores, and the homes of collectors since 1997.
Meaning they were stolen. Right. Stolen from those places.
That's legal source?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Since 1997, more than 90,000 firearms have been reported missing or stolen in Canada. So he's saying that a third of the guns are used in crimes, but those guns were being tracked in whatever manner that the government could track them as best they could. It's only a third, though, by the way.
Right. Two-thirds are completely black marked.
Right. So what you're proposing to do is make all of them 100% black market.
Yeah, pretty much.
Big fat deal, Enzo.
Right.
Anyway, since 1997, more than 97,000 firearms have been reported missing or stolen in Canada. Another 130,000 licensed handgun owners, licensed gun owners who had previously registered, failed, or refused to register their guns after the Libs introduced a new gun registry in 98.
Hmm.
Firearms are the third leading cause of death among young people.
Are we on number three or number?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We are not now on number three, yeah.
Firearms, the what now?
Third leading cause of death among young people.
Hmm. Number one must be car accidents, maybe.
I don't know what it is, but young people don't get diseases,
right.
So it has to be something.
Yeah.
Canada ranks right up there with Israel and Northern Ireland, a spine-chilling fifth among the 26 industrialized countries in the rate of firearm deaths among children under 15. Canada's firearms-related homicide rate is three times higher than Australia's and six times higher than England's and Wales. Handguns accounted for 40% of all homicides in Toronto between 1998 and 2003.
Only 40%?
All these things. 40% of all homicides. Very strange. Yeah. I mean, I guess the other 60% something
strangling
else.
Strangling or something like that.
Knives? I don't know.
Yeah,
the stuff that's going to be legal after the ban.
Yeah.
What they're pointing out here
is won't go down.
Yeah, right. It has just really nothing to do with guns. I mean, you know, they're pointing out that you know, the homicide rates and firearms deaths and stuff like
right.
that. Even you're not going to get rid of these things. People are still going to have guns in their homes. Look, it's the longest undisputed border in history, and it's with the United States. They're just going to go across the border if they want guns.
You betcha. 1-800-259-9231, and there will be plenty of guns still. There's still guns over in the U.K. And of course,
just the outlaws have them now.
Well, right, and the U.K. is now working on outlawing. They may have already done it. As I recall, if I recall correctly, outlawing knives. So that's always the next step. And there's more points. We'll get to those in moments.
And now it's time for the Grant Work Minute. thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
Every week, many of us have weekly objectives. Here's a new one with the Earth in mind. Take your innovative ideas to work, but take it green. In other words, each week, adopt an eco-innovation. It could be a small innovation, such as reducing your printing or the energy that you use at work, or it could be remarkable, like reimagining how your products or services are created, delivered to the customer, are disposed. At the end of every week on Friday, ask yourself, have I had a weekly innovation? And if not, stay till you get it done, because this is an idea we all could use. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverInc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And, Mark, can you tell our listeners about SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is, well, it's the main sponsor of Free Talk Live. They do collections, early out billing, and purchase charged off receivables. They'll help you with any of your accounts receivable needs. That's SACL CAI. You can find out more about them at if you go to the top banner on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. And, you know, if you can, do business with them because they do so much for liberty. Jason Osborne is a real stand for liberty and, you know, is trying to do so much involved in the Free State Project and Free Talk Live, Gardner Goldsmith Show, the Liberty Conspiracy. So SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We will continue here with the list of 10 things that some of the people in Toronto or in Canada are saying are the reasons why guns need to be banned outright, 100% total gun ban in Canada. That's the proposal that's on the table. And, of course, we've been going through these and just...
And I've got statistics how, you know, gun ownership increasing relates to, you know, gun crime or, you know, crime going down in Ottawa, and the banning of guns, you know, causes, you know, an increase in crime. I don't understand why people continue to beat this drum, but they certainly do. They think that guns run around and commit crimes.
So let's continue.
It's not mostly a gang thing. Suicides and accidental deaths from guns account for two-thirds of all firearm-related deaths in Canada. Suicides, accidental deaths. That's how. How's that for ripping a hole in your conventional wisdom? Well, do you think that people wouldn't commit suicide if there weren't for guns? I mean, really. They would just do something else.
A building to jump off of.
To take pills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all kinds of things that one can do. Certainly with pills, if they're found, they can be their stomachs can be pumped, but they'll just try harder not to be found.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll try again if they really want to. Accidental deaths, I don't know. I mean, accidental deaths come from tractors and cars and all kinds of things. Do you want to ban those too? More than 20% of the 4,000 suicides annually are carried out with firearms. More blood is spilled in the floors of our nation's hospitals, emergency rooms from accidents and depression than from battles between rival gangs of Bloods and Crips. Gun violence is costing us billions. Number 5. According to the National Public Services Research Institute, the total yearly cost associated with gunshot wounds in Canada is $6.6 billion. Suicides and attempted suicides account for the bulk of those costs, $4.7 billion. Homicides? Assaults are the next, and productivity losses exceed 1.5.
So because of socialist health care, they need a gun ban. Is that what that one said?
I guess. I mean,
gotcha.
To me, that's...
Right. All that money will translate into stab wounds after the fact. They said it was mostly accidental. People will still have accidents. So.
And people are going to have accidents anyway. I don't know that it's going to save it or not, but, I mean, you have a government problem, which is, government health care. And you're going to relate that to guns? Now we have to ban guns? Wait a minute. These suicide victims, they did that themselves.
Right,
that crap to themselves. I'm not obligated to pay to fix them.
And what
now,
about your
I'm
right to defend
that
your
I
family?
Wouldn't. What's that?
What about your right to defend your family? I mean, just because somebody's going to kill themselves with a gun, that's, like you say, it's their problem. That shouldn't negate your right to defend yourself and your loved ones. And I'm sorry, a taser is not going to cut it when you're up against armed criminals.
I certainly don't want to risk my family's life when it comes to for a taser. All right, 6. Stiffer penalties and prison terms are not working. Apparently, violent crime isn't on its way down in Canada, because it certainly is in the United States. More cops are patrolling the streets than ever before, and crime crime in all other major categories is down. Yet incidents of gun violence keeps rising. In 2006, 1,287 young people were accused of firearms-related offenses in Toronto, 33% increase over 2002.
How many were convicted?
I don't know.
He said accused.
Yep, well, that's those are the numbers that he used. 7. We share the world's most porous border with the world's largest manufacturer of handguns. Two-thirds of all guns seized by Toronto police enter Canada illegally from the U.S., where there are 81,000 federally licensed gun dealers and pawnbrokers, 3 times the number of McDonald's franchises, and 5,500...
That's relevant. Why?
I guess there's a lot of them, but I mean,
there's a lot more people there.
So somebody wants, McDonald's franchises, period, in the United States, I would assume.
He's saying they're three times more in the U.S. Well,
but
than there are in
McDonald's
Canada.
Can service a lot more people than a gun dealer can.
Okay.
That's, I guess, the point. Anyway, some flea markets south of the border, gun buyers don't even have to present a driver's license.
So good. He's calling for a crackdown on the border, basically, right? Not just a gun ban, but also a crackdown, right? Start searching people as they're coming into Canada.
Well, he's proposing a gun ban. I don't know what that has to do with number seven.
Okay.
Most poorest border, and that would do what with your gun ban? Make it irrelevant? the firearms registry is riddled with holes where handguns are concerned. All firearms in Canada are supposed to be registered, but no government agency checks firearms removed from the registry because they've supposedly been become inoperable. So nobody's checking the broken guns, apparently. Almost 1 million firearms have been removed from the registry since 1998.
Oh, no!
As many guns as there are, I wouldn't doubt that a million of them have become broken. Gun manufacturers, number nine, and the gun lobby are lying to us.
Really? What about?
They sell us fear, telling us we need to arm ourselves for self-defense, using the very weapons that threaten us.
It's not the weapons that would... I mean, this is so typical of these gun banning people. They always try to personify the guns themselves.
Yeah.
Like, the guns are out there. The article started with it. Oh, the guns have been shooting
are threatening people. Them.
Yeah, the weapons are dangerous. No, it's an inanimate object without a human hand to pick it up and manipulate it.
Certainly,
guns don't do anything.
It makes killing easier, but, if a guy... What's the difference between a guy coming to your front door and using a gun to barge in and a guy coming to your front door and using a ninja sword to barge in?
That's what I was thinking, a katana or something like that. I mean, that's actually got its benefits because it's silent. You can kill somebody with a sword and no one will know.
The neighbors will never hear.
Right.
Guns are manufactured for one reason and one reason only, to kill.
That's not true.
Well, they're manufactured
people
to kill.
People target practice.
I suppose, but what are they target practicing for?
Well,
shooting
in the eventuality
animals or people. But the thing is you need to be prepared. Why do people practice martial arts? Is he going to ban those too?
That's a good point.
Licensing and registering regimes are not protecting us from gun violence. Well, licensing and registering regimes, I wouldn't imagine that they would. You should have a gun to protect yourself from gun violence. The stats demonstrate that the threat to public safety does not depend on the intent of the user, but it's related to the presence of the firearm itself. No. Look, if you want to, if you just want to prove to somebody that this whole guns banning scheme of theirs doesn't work, just tell them to put a sign out in their front yard that says, "Gun-free home. We don't believe in guns."
Well, he's suggesting that the presence of a firearm increases likelihood of violence.
I guess, in the room?
He should go down to Murphy's Tap Room. There are people drinking and carrying guns here in New Hampshire at that particular bar. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents ingredients for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at PNCDistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, Distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Wright Machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So, Mark, we're reading 10 reasons from some Toronto rag as to why the country of Canada should ban guns entirely. They're saying the registration, the government programs that have been put in place to supposedly control guns have not done their jobs. There are still people killing themselves. There are still people shooting one another. And guns should be banned entirely.
Right. I'd like to go on the record that I'm for shooting people that are threatening threatening, stealing, committing felonies, that kind of thing. So I would prefer to see them taken off the list. I'm of the opinion that suicides are going to commit suicide or going to try to commit suicide anyway. So, you know, whether they are, shoot themselves, take a bunch of pills, jump off a bridge, whatever it is that they want to do to commit suicide, hang themselves in their room with a rope. You're going to ban ropes next. I don't think you can do anything about suicides. I suppose there's accidents that happen with guns that would be less likely to happen with guns if they could actually get guns out of the house. However, I'm telling you, I'm going to defend my family.
Yeah.
I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
It's about rights, you know. That really is what it is. I mean, as you point out, if you can make a persuasive case that certain statistics will be reduced, that's all fine and dandy. But it's about my individual right to protect myself and the people that I care about. Now, I understand, I don't know what Canada's constitution says. I don't have a familiarity with that. Perhaps if our Canadian listeners are tuned in live tonight, they can dial in to fill us in on the details. But the idea, at least down here in the United States, so-called, is that gun ownership is supposed to be a right. Now, obviously, it's been infringed all over the place here. They've got registries and registrations and permits and all other manner of governmental controls on guns down here that make it clear that the government doesn't really care that, that it's supposed to be a right, because if you have to ask permission to exercise a right, you're not actually, you don't have a right.
It's not a right if I have, if I need permission to do it.
You're exercising a privilege at that point. And so this is just all so pie in the sky, and it's the same old crap, just a different year. It's the same crap, different place. I mean, these gun banning people have been trying this stuff for years, and if gun bans really do work, then why is it that New York City and Washington, D.C. and Chicago still have violent crime problems? It's because it doesn't work. Because gang members will always have their channels of getting firearms. They'll always be able to get the guns that they need. These are people that smuggle things professionally for a living. They smuggle things that smell like drugs. You think they're going to have any trouble smuggling guns into the country?
And you know, it's so silly, because all you're doing is giving the gangs that he's talking about here
more money,
more power. Because then they're going to be fighting over turf of who can sell the guns and all that other stuff. You're going to be turning the average, you know, ordinary citizens who have guns to protect themselves, have a gun to protect themselves.
Criminals.
You're going to turn them into criminals. You know, do you really want to do that? You're going to be, this is a victim disarmament bill. This is a criminal empowerment bill. That's all.
Are there more points, or do we get
one,
through
one more?
Okay.
Gun violence creates obstacles to economic growth. Are you ready for this one, Ian?
Okay.
Economic growth. It's pretty straightforward. The acceptance of guns and gun culture is warping the values of young people, leading to higher high school dropout rates. People drop out of high school because of guns.
Because of guns.
As high as 40% in disadvantaged areas of the city, and destroying the potential for investment in neighborhoods where violence is occurring.
Maybe people in those areas are dropping out of high schools.
What is the connection here?
He's talking about urban people dropping out of high schools.
People are poor because of guns, too, is what he's, the connection he's making. It's stupid.
Well, I've addressed the high school issue.
Poor people
real
have been around long before guns.
It's my understanding that government schools here in America really suck, especially in urban areas. I mean, government schools in general have incredibly high dropout rates and illiteracy rates, but in urban areas, they're the worst of the worst. And so if you're growing up in an urban area and you're being forced to go to a government school, and you have the opportunity to get the hell out and go and get a job and help your mom pay the bills or whatever, that's what you're going to go and do, because that's the sensible thing to do in that particular case. These government schools, if they're run by the government, whether they're in Toronto or Canada or the rest of Canada or the United States, wherever they're run, they suck. And so I think that's the smart thing to do, is to drop the hell out and go and get on with your life instead of just rotting away in these awful indoctrination centers. Seems like the sensible thing to do to me.
I have to agree.
Are we done with that?
Yep, that's all it. Right, that was number 10.
Knocked him out of the water there, hopefully. I think if you've got anything to add, I'm sure we couldn't cover all the bases. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231. Just trotting out the same old crap over and over again. Well, I mean, it was a couple of new ones I hadn't heard before, like the healthcare one that was different. But, again, it all comes down to the individual's right to defend himself, his family, his loved ones, and his or her property. And having a gun around allows that to happen in a much more efficient manner.
Yeah.
Criminals just aren't as scared of knives. They're just not. So you either put the balance of power in favor of the criminals by banning guns, or you put the balance of power in favor of
what they've done
the
in
victim.
Britain is now they've banned knives, too. That's the next step in this nonsense. You know, I mean, if you're a good little citizen and you get rid of your gun because they said that, you know, now they're banned, so I'm a good citizen, then you go out and buy something to protect your home, like a, you know, a ninja sword, a katana or something like that. The criminal busts in with a gun, so, you know, at least I'll have a katana to defend myself with. Then they're going to, he's going to trot out his statistics of how many people were killed with katanas.
Right.
What he fails to mention is how many people were killed with katanas that had guns in their hands, that were robbing people, that were doing bad things.
Yeah, that's what they don't talk about here in this story at all. Of course they don't, because it would be contrary to the point they're trying to make, and that is all of the crimes, all of the violent crimes that are prevented. I don't think we touched on this part. All of the, at least here in this country, it's millions. Millions upon millions of violent crimes that are prevented by somebody pulling out a gun. Not even actually having to use the gun, but just to simply to brandish it, though that's not necessarily recommended by some gun advocates. They recommend that if you're going to pull a gun, you better be prepared to shoot it.
So my dad always said.
But all that said, there is still something to be said for the fact that just brandishing a gun or letting a criminal know that you are carrying or having a gun on your hip in many cases is preventing crimes from happening. And those are the, again, it's the seen and the unseen, as we've discussed before, where you can see all the gun deaths, but you can't see all of the prevention. You can't see all of the crimes that maybe would have happened had somebody not been carrying a firearm. And so although that goes completely unsung, some of it gets reported. Sometimes the victim of an attempted robbery will call the police, and they'll report it, and you can get some statistics out of it. But in many cases, it just gets washed away because the crime never even happened. The criminal didn't even try anything because he saw a weapon or something like that or was scared. Because criminals are very frightened. They don't want to die.
You know, I went to prison, and I can tell you that I met a lot of guys that did a lot of robberies with guns. And the reason that they used guns in these robberies is they're an efficient means to scare somebody into giving them the money.
Right.
So
they don't want to shoot the person; they just want the money.
There's sickos out there, but
by and large,
you're talking about people who want money for a crack habit or whatever reason.
Right.
They're lazy or whatever their reason is that they want money. Mostly drugs, I would imagine,
mm-hmm.
And that's a drug issue anyway.
Drug war issue.
Yeah, drug war issue. So if you say you take the guns, you know, out of people's hands, you're actually successful, and then you start having people robbing with knives and stuff. Now, think about most convenience stores. It seems to me that a robber can get relatively close to the clerk by jumping over with, you know, a sword or a knife or something like that.
Yeah.
And stab the clerk if he wanted to, but I think the clerk would be emboldened if they didn't have a gun around. So what you're increasing the chances.
The robber would be emboldened, you mean?
No, the clerk would.
Wait.
To run away or try to get to, who knows what they're going to try. It's a dumb thing they're going to try to do to a guy with a knife. And then, therefore, they're going to get stabbed by the guy with the knife. So they're going
to increase
the, you know, the
they'll think because it's a knife they have a chance of stopping it.
Sure. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe they would. But I think there will also be people who get stabbed who wouldn't have gotten stabbed if it had been a knife and they would have just complied.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only a few more moments here. If you've got some additional points on the gun ban issue, perhaps we glossed over something, it's certainly possible. There's a lot of stuff to cover on this issue. 800-259-9231. Of course, when it comes to the cops, they're not always afraid of guns. They're afraid of cameras. We'll tell you about that in moments.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, if you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-982-9254. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-982-9254. 1-800-982-9254.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, just enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com and getting signed up for as little as $3 a month. We'll take it from any major credit card or PayPal or some alternative options. Get all the details about how to get involved and what we're doing with the money. It's being reinvested into the show so we can get on more radio stations across the country and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll learn about the perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com.
I have put away a set of Freedom Force comics that were autographed by the writer, and he's a listener of the show and a real help to Free Talk Live. And this is a real comic. This was put out by, I believe, Image Comics. And, you know, you're not talking about something that some guy put together in his basement here. This is something that I think is going to be a value to Jack when he gets older. And you can get your own autograph set of Freedom Force for only $12. Shipping included is all you have to do is go to Free Talk Live. And I scroll down to the bottom of the banners. It's on the right-hand side of the page. You'll see the Freedom Force banner with Liberty Lad punching through a brick wall. That's freetalklive.com. Check out the banner.
Very cool. All right. Hey, before I get to the story about the police and cameras and how they don't like that very much, they don't like cameras very much, here's a little addendum to our discussion about Toronto that we had a few we were just talking about it with the gun ban, but that was the entirety of Canada. Toronto, as you may recall, Julia and I went there on a recent vacation together, and we came back with several observations about what things were like there. And one of the observations was in regards to convenience stores and how they don't sell alcohol. You can't even buy beer and wine at a convenience store in Toronto or in Ontario. And that was pretty stunning. But I think that what I forgot to mention something that I also observed while I was in a convenience store, and what reminded me was an email from a listener from a couple months ago. I was just scrolling through the email box, and he had told me about this in advance, and I was stunned to see it in reality. If you walk into a convenience store in Toronto, and this is actually all of Ontario, if you walk into a convenience store, you don't see tobacco anymore. They have been ordered to cover all of their tobacco. They call it the government. People are calling it the power wall. And since May of this year, displays of tobacco products behind the counter are completely gone. So the tobacco's still there. It's just been completely covered up. So it looks very bizarre when you're standing there and you got the clerk that you're dealing with at the convenience store, and there are these opaque things covering up where the cigarettes are actually being kept. You can't see brands. You can't see prices. You have no idea what brands are there. So you ask yourself, well, how do you know? You just have to know what brands there are. I mean, obviously, the cigarette smokers know their brands, so they know what to go in and ask for. But according to Toronto's website, toronto.ca, they got a little questionnaire here on what the dealers need to know about the new rules they're supposed to follow. And here's a couple interesting points. Retailers are permitted to have up to 3 signs that indicate the availability of tobaccos in their stores. They must comply with a certain sign regulation and must use black text against a white background. So you can't have anything attractive, nothing that anyone would want to necessarily see. Some boring sign with white text or a black text. Anyway, to help product selection, retailers may offer customers a binder or other reference tool containing an inventory of tobacco products available for purchase. And then that has to comply with a bunch of requirements and all that. But the next question is it okay for me to leave the binder on the counter for customers, you know, for convenience sake?
Yeah.
The binder may not be left open on the counter. It must be stored away from view. For instance, beneath the counter, and may be used by a clerk and a customer of legal age to buy tobacco to identify products for purchase. The binder should only be taken out during a sale and then returned immediately to its storage location. And how serious are they about this whole immediacy factor? How serious are they? One of the questions here is, will I be charged for restocking the shelves or taking inventory during business hours? So these guys are so scared. I mean, people are so scared of what might happen to them as a result of...
Right. They don't even know whether they can stock the shelves or, do inventory during business hours, especially if they're a 24-hour convenience store.
So here is the answer to that question. Enforcement staff will take into consideration special circumstances where, from time to time, tobacco products must be exposed due to either restocking or receipt of new products. While there is an expectation that reasonable precautions have been taken to ensure that tobacco products are not visible for an extended period of time, tobacco that is visible during the course of regular business transactions, including inventory work, restocking, or other normal activities, will not be considered to be in violation of the Act. So, they are allowing the convenience store operators to actually restock their shelves during business hours, but they better be quick about it.
Damn Christian of them, I guess.
Isn't this crazy? I mean, the tobacco regulations that are popping up all over the world are just madness. Isn't it Australia where they're putting pictures of, like, blackened lungs on tobacco products?
I recall something like that they're doing. It's just bizarre stuff.
So in Canada, they cover them up completely. In Australia, they're forcing manufacturers to put black lungs on
them. A plant that people want.
Yeah. And they'll be able to get it if they outlaw it entirely, which seems to be what these people would like. I mean, the tobacco controllers would love to outlaw tobacco entirely, in which case it'll then become pretty easy to get tobacco, because it was real easy to get marijuana in Toronto, I'll tell you that. Anyway, just figured I'd share that with you.
I hope that they wouldn't crack down on tobacco. Can you imagine if they cracked down on it as hard as they have on, like, marijuana? That would make things – that'd be awful.
Well, it'd be awful for all of us and our freedom, but it'd be great for the law enforcers, because they get to hire new cigarette interdiction squads, as they did in New York City. They'll be able to bring in new SWAT team members and start raiding more places. So it'd be a boon for the law enforcement industry. And, of course, all the people that get caught with their illegal cigarettes will be arrested, as over 850,000 people. I think it's up over 870 or 880,000 people last year alone were arrested for marijuana possession in this country. The numbers, from what I understand, I just came across these numbers today. The numbers of people who've been arrested generally for drugs has not particularly risen. It stayed about the same over the past couple of years, but the marijuana arrest factor has risen. So fewer people were arrested for cocaine and other drugs as compared to marijuana users, where there were more marijuana users arrested. It really is a war on marijuana users, and knowing how profound an addiction to nicotine can be, not because I personally experienced it, but I've known people who have, knowing how profound that addiction is, they're going to be busting a lot of cigarette smokers if they outlaw cigarettes.
Cops screwing around businesses, looking for people smoking outside.
could force people into cigarette treatment programs like they do with alcohol. And
we don't want to incarcerate these people. We want to give them treatment.
Yeah, it's a health issue, right? All right, here's the last story here for you. This one from WHJL. Nearly everyone carries a cell phone these days, and it's hard to find one without that camera feature. It's convenient when you want to take the impromptu photo. But a Tri-Cities area man ended up behind bars after snapping a shot of a Johnson County Sheriff's deputy during a traffic stop. The cell phone photographer says the arrest was intimidation, but the deputy says he feared for his life.
From a guy with a phone?
Here's a guy who takes me out of the car and arrests me in front of my kids. For what? To take a picture of a police officer? Sheriff's deputy arrested Scott Conover for unlawful photography. Conover says, he says, you took a picture of me. It's illegal to take a picture of a law enforcement officer. Conover took a picture of the deputy on the side of the road on a traffic stop, and he was stunned by the charge. He said, this is a public highway. And it wasn't a place where there's a reasonable expectation of privacy, as the Tennessee Code states. The deputy also asked Conover to delete the picture 3 times. He said, if you don't give it to me, you're going to jail. Under the advice of the Johnson County attorney.
What was the guy doing? Sleeping? I mean, what
he was doing a traffic stop.
So scared of.
The cops always claim they're scared. That's why the cops claim they shoot dogs and stuff. That's why they claim to do pretty much everything they do that is, as far as a traffic stop, that seems out of place and bizarre. It's because the cops think that's their excuse, at least, is that they were scared. Anyway, let's continue here. Under the advice of the Johnson County attorney, the sheriff would not comment, and the arresting deputy said he didn't want to incriminate himself by talking to us. In an affidavit, the deputy said he saw something black with a red light, which he thought was a threat. Could have been a bomb. He was pulling a bomb out of his coat and holding it up to his eyes. Conover was also arrested for pointing a laser at a law enforcement officer.
A laser.
At no time
There's
did
a laser
I have...
on a phone.
No. Conover says, at no time did I have a laser. I had an iPhone. And when you take a picture in the dark with Conover's Apple iPhone, there's no flash or any light that comes from the phone that could be mistaken for a laser. In a witness statement by a Mountain City officer, it says...
You know, if the officer was scared of the laser and, you know, that it could have been a weapon, then what was the problem with him keeping the picture on the phone? Why did he insist that he remove the picture?
Good question. In a witness statement, says the deputy asked about the picture rather than looking for a laser. If you arrested me, said Conover, wouldn't you take the laser? If you arrested me, wouldn't you take the camera? So there you have it again. Cop arresting somebody for taking a picture. It's not the first time, it won't be the last, but arming ourselves with cameras is one of the best things we can do to fight this tyranny. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. It's a fact.